This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
It's James here from the Wednesday Afternoon Show. 50 years ago, Radio 1 was launched, and the first ever song they played was Flowers in the Rain by The Move. Now Vectis Radio is launching on FM for the Isle of Wight, we thought it would be a great idea to get the community involved in some of our first songs. So two choirs here on the Isle of Wight have kindly put together and shared with us their own versions of Flowers in the Rain to celebrate Vectis hitting the airwaves on 104.6 FM. The singers are from the Earl Mountbatten Hospice Community Choir, under the baton of Fraser Simpson, and Vocal Chords, a Bembridge-based group run by Samantha Howard. I've been recording and talking to them over the last few weeks, so let's start off by listening to the Hospice Community Choir and hearing what some of the singers have to say about it. So I'm standing here with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 wonderful members from the Earl Mountbatten Community Choir. We've just heard them singing Flowers in the Rain. We're all shivering outside now in the cold. Thank you very much, first of all, for a wonderful performance there. Just this lady standing next to me, what's your name, please?
Tricia.
Tricia, what does the choir mean to you?
It means friendship. It's lovely to be in a group singing together, making this lovely sound, and it's such a happy atmosphere. And it just means a lot to me because my husband died in the hospice. It'll be a year next week, and it just is very special to me.
Well, thanks very much for telling us that. This lady next to you, could I just take your name, please?
Mary Poynter.
And Mary, how long have you been singing in the choir for?
Only been singing about 5 weeks, but I love it. It's given me a new lease of life, and I come here on a Sunday and do the garden as well. I think I can give something back to the hospice for looking after my husband.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. And lovely lady in front of me, big smile on her face. tell me, have you sung Flowers in the Rain before?
Not until I joined this choir. My name's Sue Coucher, and I've worked in the hospice for some 19 years, now retired. And it is totally inspiring. I have a few problems breathing, and it helps so much. And it's just fabulous. I would recommend it to anybody.
Fabulous. Now, there are some gentlemen here as well. Could I just take your name, sir?
David Wheatley.
So, David, how long have you been singing in the choir for?
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't here from the beginning, but about 3 months I were into it before I started. But it's absolutely exhilarating, it is, to be in the choir and to sing and to enjoy singing.
Well, there's a man behind you, I want to blush, and that's Fraser. He's done an amazing job, and it's wonderful to see you in action, Fraser. Thanks very much, first of all, for doing Flowers in the Rain to mark the opening of Vectis on FM. That's fabulous. You did a beautiful arrangement, and I think you're a fabulous choir master. I wish I had you as my choir master when I was at school. He's speechless. He's speechless. Now, Fraser, you know, you give a huge amount of inspiration, and I think some of these things could be a little bit boring unless there is a wonderful choir master in place. So you had a very special background, didn't you?
Well, I've been making music since I was a child. I sang as a child. I learned the piano as a child. I learned the organ, and I had an organ scholarship at St Paul's Cathedral for a year while I was a student. So yeah, I've got lots of singing and choral music in my blood.
Fantastic. Well, I think you've been hiding that light under a bushel a little bit. Whenever Judith and I go out, we always say, my goodness, you know, we've just been with the choral scholar from St Paul's Cathedral, and we're very, very proud. I thought none of you would know that, so I thought I'd twist that out a little bit. But thank you very much indeed, Fraser. It's a fantastic choir here. We'd love to have you back in the studio more, and we'd love to get more people to come and join the choir. Now, there is a brother and sister here. Sister and two brothers. Oh my goodness. So these are your brothers. Could I just tell you your name, sir?
Charlie Wheatley.
And
Francis Butt.
So Francis and Charlie, you're really keeping it in the family. Is this the only way you actually get to see the rest of your family?
Pretty much. Yeah. I brought them up because I started right from the very beginning when we started the choir. My husband died a year ago in here, and this is an inspiration to me. It's actually kept me going for this last year, and they've supported me. They've come with me to support me, and we've come from a singing family anyway, so they're enjoying it as much as I am.
Oh, that's a fantastic story. I mean, it's a wonderful place, isn't it, the John Cheverton Centre. Charlie, what do you get out of this?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. It brings the people together, it brings the community together. People always on about the hospice and all the volunteers that help to keep it going. And this singing opens up your heart, opens up your lungs to sing, keeps you healthy. And I've been away 20 years and come back to the island, and I think it's wonderful to come back to all the choir and my family again.
Fabulous. There's a gentleman next to you we haven't spoken to yet. Can I just take your name?
I'm Dennis, and I'm actually his brother-in-law.
Oh, my goodness. Is there anyone else related to this family?
Well, my wife's inside, but she's not coming out.
So it's not just families who are wanted here. Do you think there's anywhere in the choir where more members are needed?
Yes,
I'm thinking about something beginning with M.
Section. The male section definitely need more members.
Okay, well, there's a call out to all those people at home. And finally, there's a lady here we haven't spoken to. What's your name, please?
My name's Jan.
And Jan, what do you do at the hospice? Do you help out here?
No, I came to the hospice with my mother just over a year ago. And the hospice made so much difference to the last few months of her life. Mm-hmm. She wasn't an inpatient, but we used to come here daily, and I've just loved every minute of it.
Well, that's a story we hear all the time. And, you know, we're really proud at Vectis Radio to be doing the hospice show, because there are loads of stories like this. But it's fantastic that you're all singing Flowers in the Rain tonight. Fraser, you've been absolutely superb in getting everybody to do this. Really proud we're going to be able to play that on Vectis Radio. And a call out for new people?
I just want to say what a privilege it is for me to conduct this choir. It's absolutely the highlight of my week, and it's very moving for me to hear all the stories and people talking about what it means to them to sing in the choir. I think it's very special. We are a family, we're a large family, we're a community of people, and we always welcome new members, and anybody who wants to come and have a good sing on a Wednesday evening, 6:30 till 8:15, you're very welcome to come and join us.
Fantastic. Well, it's goodbye now from everyone at the Community Choir at the John Cheverton Centre at the Hospice, and thanks again. Well, it was a great privilege to hear the old Mountbatten Hospice Choir in action, and we're really grateful for that song. Next up, it's Vocal Chords, run by Vectis Radio regular, singing coach Samantha Howard. And after the track, we caught up with Sam and two of her singers during a coffee break at Bembridge Library.
Woke up one morning half asleep with all my blankets in a heap and yellow roses scattered all around. The time was still approaching for I couldn't stand it anymore, so marigolds upon my in the rain, feel the power of the rain, making the garden grow. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain, feel the power of the rain, keeping me cool. And so I lay upon my side with all the windows open wide. I couldn't pressurize my head from sinking. Just hoping not to make a sound, I pushed my head into the ground in time to catch the sight that I was seeking. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain, feel the power of the rain, making the garden grow. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain, feel the power of the rain, keeping me cool. If this perfect pleasure has the key, then this is how it has to be. If my pillow's getting wet, I don't see that it matters much to me. I heard the flowers in the breeze make conversation with the trees, relieved to leave reality behind me. With my commitments in a mess, my sleep has gone away depressed. All in a world of fantasy, you'll find me. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain, feel the power of the rain, making the garden grow. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain, feel the power of the rain, keeping me cool. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain.
It's a dark, dark night in Bembridge, but Samantha Howard here is bringing a lot of light into Bembridge. Sam, we've just heard you with the choir singing Flowers in the Rain. Wonderful performance. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. No problem.
Now, listen, tell us all about Vocal Chords, who've been doing this.
Oh, gosh. We've been going for a couple of years now. As you know, I've been to see you lots and lots of times on Vectis Radio. And I run a group here on a Tuesday night, but I'm also a private tutor for voice. And we're going to be performing at the Medina Tattoo in November and at the Garlic Farm in December. We're going to do our own show in April in the Village Hall in Bembridge next year. So there's lots of things going on, but we get together, we meet once a week and we sing for fun.
Well, you're always welcome in the studio, Sam. It's a wonderful voice you've got out of just 12 people. I think there's an unlucky 13 now, so we might be doing another recording just to make sure that
there's
lady...
There's usually 15 of us on a Tuesday night, but two of them poorly, so we're missing a couple.
What are you trying to get out of Vocal Chords?
Well, Vocal Chords on a Tuesday night group are either excellent amateurs or ex-professional singers, and we just get together to warm our voices, really, and sing in part harmony due to Jason Pimlet, who is our patron and looks after us musically, comes down a couple of times a month and puts us through our paces, and we have a lot of fun the rest of the time, singing a cappella or singing to tracks that he's laid down for us, so it's great.
Well, I was really impressed with that arrangement of Flowers in the Rain. That's four parts, isn't it, that
yes.
one?
Yeah, that was four parts.
So there's a big shout out to Jason for doing that,
absolutely,
I think.
Absolutely, yes, because he arranged that under duress.
And if anyone would like to join Vocal Chords, how should they get in touch with you?
Well, the Vocal Chords Tuesday night group is closed at the moment because of our rehearsal venue, because we're rehearsing at the library, and so it's only a very small space. But private tuition, it can be vocal-chords, spelt chords.co.uk. Have a look on the website. Have a look at that. Or it's thedivadarling@gmail.com if you want to get in touch with me.
And there'll be plenty of information about forthcoming concerts there too.
Absolutely, yes, yeah. I try and keep the Facebook page alive as well, which is Vocal Chords.
So. Well, Samantha Howard, thank you so much, because we appreciate this at Vectis Radio so much.
Oh,
you've done a lovely arrangement, and thanks very much indeed.
Oh, thank you.
It's still coffee break here at Vocal Chords in Bembridge. Chilly night. Marty Kane, who I'm with at the moment, is just holding on to a cup of hot water to keep her warm. I'm also here with Thomas Price. They're both wonderful singers. I've heard them on numerous occasions before. Met both of them at Pride. Marty, first of all, wonderful singing in there. What does it mean to you to be part of Vocal Chords?
Oh, to be part of Vocal Chords is just to have fun and to sing, and singing makes you feel so good. It takes your mind off of everything else, doesn't it? It's so happy. It makes you feel happy.
And Thomas, you've got a really big voice, and we've heard you before in the Isle of Wight Gay Men's Chorus. It's absolutely fantastic. I understand you've been doing other things as well. Drag bingo?
Yeah, I've been doing drag bingo. I've got three lined up. I've just had one 2 weeks ago. And I've got one this Friday, the 20th, and I've got one in 2 weeks' time on the 3rd of November, which is fully booked. But I've still got spaces left on this Friday's one, which is Halloween-themed.
Well, I think that's absolutely amazing, because you're raising money for Pride. We're keeping our fingers crossed that the UK's number one Pride is going to be here on the Isle of Wight. And there's a lot of work going on for that at the moment. We're interviewing a lot of people from Pride at the moment, and we're keeping our fingers crossed for you. Amazing performance this evening. I'd just like to thank both of you and the rest of the choir. What is next? I understand there's some sort of tattoo.
Yes, it's the Medina Tattoo on the 5th of November. It's a Sunday at Medina Theatre. It involves a lot of bagpipes, and it's very patriotic and wonderful. And some wonderful songs and wonderful talent will be there as well.
So thank you both. It's been a wonderful evening. We really enjoyed the recordings. I've just listened to them, and they sound absolutely fantastic. So on behalf of Vectis Radio, thank you very much.
Pleasure. Thank you.
What a wonderful lot Vocal Chords are. So nice to have all those harmonies, and they have incredible fun at their Tuesday evening rehearsals. Thanks again to them, the Hospice Choir, and for all of their hard work in making the Vectis launch so special.
104.6 FM.
www.vectisradio.com.